Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about treat your employees fairly. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. We do not like our boss to be prejudice towards a certain employee for some specific reason. This can irk one and all and can spread in emotions of discomfort all across the company. Eventually, the employee will not feel a place worthy to work and they will start looking for someplace else. This means that you end up losing your valuable employees, can also see if it talent drains. These employees can get better pay by joining a company that is related to the same line of business and can help things be better out there. In the end, it is you who will be lost just because of you have been unfair in treating your employees. Again, you make sure you treat everybody with good standings. Have fun, but treat them good. What you could have done is that you could have been fair to all the employees and treat them equally. People appreciate when they see their bosses pick the best talent and reward them. But if you pick the person and reward him or her who is simply not worthy to be rewarded, it is then the rift will be created between the rest of the employees. This can have a lasting impact on the prospect of your company. Number one, select the best men and women for the expansion projects. If you have expansion plans and have already located a few projects through which you will be expanding your business, the first thing you need to do is select the best man and woman who has the ability to take the expansion process ahead. Here you need to check with the guys and gals who have been the phenomenal in terms of performance, hard work, and have taken less leaves and are highly productive. When you have such people, an opportunity that will leave no stone unturned to ensure that they get the best results you expect to get from them. Give the opportunities to the deserving and loyalists. They will stick with your company and work hard to take the organization to the next level. You can only grow the construction business if you have the knack to pick the best man or woman to do the job for you. Next, do not make anybody your favorite. It is a big no to have a favorite in the construction world. You may like someone's work, which can even lead you to make him or her your close associate. You can always give an ear to it, his or her advice, but you should never believe them blindly or walk as per his or her direction. That is never going to be healthy for your business. You should have a group of men or women who will be your advisors and listen to everybody before you take a decision. And lastly, make people feel that they are special. When an individual feels that the company no longer sees his or her importance in the company, they start getting demoralized. For you, he or she may be a wonderful person, but you have to let them know about it. This will lead to them to start his or her search for a new job where they can get some sort of importance from their boss. If a person has stayed in an organization for a long time, it certainly means that they see their future in this company. The efforts of such employees should have the knowledge and appreciation, and they should be thankful for their hard work. Again, treat your people great, and they will always be on your side. You know, don't just favoritism any individual. Favoritism the whole team. You know, we work as a team. You cannot run a company without a team. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.